It was just about a year ago, in fact, maybe just over a year ago, the official opening of the Toyota headquarters in Plano, something we'd been anticipating for years and something that had been pretty well dominating the life of Jim Lentz, the CEO of Toyota Motor Company of North America. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Welcome.
So what do you do with all this time on your hands now that you're not building buildings?
Yeah, I spend a lot of time on the business these days, which is a nice thing. It was fun building the building and getting everyone moved in. But it's fun to get back into the fundamentals of the car business.
You know, I talked to you all along the way, but I was so amazed that your company could stay, you know, really productive all the time. You've got all this massive disruption going on, not just here, but, I mean, in California and Kentucky and New York.
You know, I think that's a testament to the team members. They took this seriously. They disrupted families. They made the move. But through all that, they kept the business going. We kept our customers first. Made sure that we were still building quality cars, worked with our suppliers, and here we are today, a year later.
So your business is in, I guess there's always a certain amount of transition, but it seems a lot now. Maybe this is a more important time than ever to have everybody in one place. I mean, the whole idea is this Toyota One, pulling these people from all the different locations and let them collaborate.
Yeah, no, it's critical. You know, the industry is hit a little bit of a plateau. The market's going to drop a couple hundred thousand units this year, maybe next year the same. But it was important for us to get this team together so that sales and manufacturing, the finance team, are all in the same location so we can kind of tackle these future challenges together.
Right now, I mean, speaking of challenges, we have, you know, a great economy. It's a booming economy. But it's soaked up all the jobs. And you had another, 1,000, 1,200 people to hire down here. Did you find them? And where'd they come from?
We did. We had over 50,000 job applications for about 1,000 jobs. 90% came from the Dallas metro area. Good. So, yeah. So it was fantastic. We were a little concerned because we typically don't hire that many people. Our attrition is 2 or 3% a year. So when we looked at the prospect of hiring 1,000 people, we were a little bit nervous. But the community has been absolutely fantastic, welcomed us with open arms, and 1,000 are now working here at Toyota.
So what are they doing? These guys are working the future mostly. I would guess if I walk on the calendar on their wall is probably 2020 or 2021.
A little bit of each. So, I mean, we're working on today's business, taking care of today's customers. We're working on what are the future products in the next 2 to 5 years. But we're also working on what's that future going to be, that future of electrification of cars, future of autonomy of cars, and then mobility as a service. So we're doing a little bit of everything.
The synergy certainly seems to be working. But you now have the benefit of hindsight 1 year later. Looking at the physical plant or the timing or what would you do different, if anything?
I would have done it 10 years earlier.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, had I known today what this was going to be like, I would have tried to get this organization here in one location back a while before.
And the challenges that you have now, trade and tariffs, is that... Does that must impact you a lot.
Sure. I think it impacts the entire industry. It impacts the entire economy. You know, if you look at today's auto industry, just a little less than 50% of the vehicles produced in the U.S. and North America are produced by international nameplates.
Right.
So this impacts the entire industry, not just a small handful of international names.
But this cross-border aspect of this, you told me one time, and you're going to have to nudge me because of my mind, but I think you told me one time that like 60% of the Camrys that are sold in South Korea are made in Kentucky. Is that?
Not 60%, but the number one in I believe it was 2016, the car of the year in South Korea was a Kentucky-built Camry hybrid vehicle. That's how international this business is.
And the borders really don't know any do you have any... Has there been any impact yet? I mean, a lot of these tariffs, a lot of these, the trade war hasn't started, but I guess you can't just wait for the day that they flip a switch.
No, I think the impact that we've seen already is the cost of steel. So, you know, we purchase about 90% of our steel and aluminum here in the U.S. But as a result of the tariffs, the cost of U.S.-produced steel is up almost 40%. So we are already feeling the impact of cost inflation on our vehicles as a result of that alone.
All right. Well, again, it's good to have you here. It was a long time in coming, but the headquarters looks great. It sounds like the product's pretty good. You enjoying the Central time zone? You've been able to fly any place in the United States in 2.5 or 3 hours?
Just about every one of our locations we can get to in 2.5 to 3 hours. So, believe me, it's a lot easier than West Coast. We love the Central time zone.
All right. You guys are working on a lot of fun things. I want to have you back, and we'll talk about it. But Jim Lentz is the CEO of Toyota Motor Company of North America. Good to see you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.